Mr. Vice Chairperson, Deputy High Commissioner, and of course, High Commissioner, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. The very act of being in front of you in person to speak on the work of the Evaluation Service feels like a very special privilege this year. A year that has shown us both the importance of critically assessing organizational results and finding creative ways to provide this independent scrutiny. The pandemic has influenced our work, both what we do and how we do it. Thank you. We have pivoted, we've been able to change the way we work more remotely. We completed 13 evaluations and started 27. But the full rigorous independent assessment of results of the organization require boots on the ground, particularly when it comes to gathering feedback from government partners, communities, and persons of concern. I'm pleased to say that so far in 2021, we've been able to carry out face-to-face missions in Nigeria, South Africa, Zambia, Sudan, and Costa Rica. Amongst other priorities, we're focusing on the COVID-19 response, joining in UN joint evaluation of the Global Humanitarian Response Plan, and together with Uganda, Finland, and Colombia, leading a global evaluation of the protection of refugee rights during COVID-19. Through evaluations, we've learned that COVID-19 has represented both a challenge and an opportunity. A challenge insofar as the crisis has, in some operations, resulted in UNHCR having to deprioritize more developmentally oriented interventions in order to respond to acute crisis needs. At the same time, independent evaluations point to a number of countries where UNHCR's pre-existing relationships with development actors contributed to greater inclusion of refugees in national responses. We will be publishing these and other COVID-related findings in a new series of quarterly updates. We note that evaluations undertaken over the last years have been contributing to change across the organization in three principal ways. First, they provide assurance and validation of the organization's direction and strategy. A good example of this is the recently completed evaluation of UNHCR's engagement with development cooperation. In light of global commitments made under the GCR, the evaluation finds that institutional measures taken to date have led to closer collaboration with development actors that are beginning to show concrete results. Two specific examples. An evaluation case study in Jordan showed that UNHCR's efforts together with government to secure work permits for refugees has not only increased household income and food security, but has also improved protection for refugees. In Ethiopia, cooperation with development actors has resulted in increased access to legal services, for example, in Gambela, benefiting both refugees and host communities. Examples from this and other evaluations are showing that UNHCR is indeed on the right track. A second way that evaluations contribute to change is by generating new knowledge and pointing the organization in new directions. Again, two specific examples. UNHCR's response to Cyclone Idai revealed a critical policy implementation gap and the need to strengthen our engagement and emergency preparedness. It also highlighted, however, the important role that UNHCR has to play and the centrality of protection in situations of natural disasters. These lessons are being taken seriously. I believe that you heard more about the evaluation yesterday at the climate change side event, and current efforts are underway to update UNHCR's policy on emergency preparedness and response and to mainstream climate change across its portfolio of work. Our evaluation of UNHCR's regional response to the crisis in Venezuela validated and showcased a number of good practices in the use of remote approaches to reach refugees during the crisis, such as extending hotlines and chatbots, providing virtual cash support that warrant really wider replication in the context of COVID-19 and beyond. A third and final way that evaluations can contribute to organizational change is by providing evidence that may be contrary to commonly held views and arguing for transformation. Our evaluation of UNHCR's approach to workforce learning and development acknowledged many positive shifts brought about by the organization's people strategy 2016 to 2021, but advocated going forward for a more decentralized, flexible, and demand-driven approach to UNHCR's support for learning. Not all of the recommendations from this evaluation have been accepted by management, But of those that were, significant changes are already in progress regarding a revised learning policy and piloting of field support units with regional talent development advisors. A second example of a rather hard-hitting evaluation, already mentioned by the Assistant High Commissioner earlier today, is the just completed evaluation of statelessness, where evidence showed that the current approaches are unlikely to eliminate statelessness by the end of the global campaign. The evaluation presses for important increase in UNHCR's resources for the organization's statelessness work, both human and financial. And I would just add that I completely agree with the Deputy High Commissioner. This has everything to do also with scaling up staff across the organization to be more